Baruch Hashem, we're now continuing to review the Shara B'Tochen, and we are up to the 24th class. And today we learned that not to put, even though we're not required, we're obligated to do Eisei B'Sibes, what we call a Shtadlus. But and then it gives you two scenarios, what happens when you take a succeed in your Shtadlus, and you get what you asked the Eivishter for, through the Shtadlus you made. So he says not to make sure not to contribute any importance to the Siva, because what's going to happen with that? Chashasholom v'yachlash b'tchoini b'Hashem. One of the things that's no good is because by doing that, it will come, your b'tochen Hashem will come weaker. Obviously, why? Because if you're thinking it's coming from the teva, it's coming from the shtals that you did, so that takes away, instead of contributing and attributing your success that you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and seeing that you had B'tochen Eibishter, and then you did the Shtadlus, and that's why you got what you wanted, then that would have strengthened B'tochen Eibishter. What did the person do? He had B'tochen, and then he was successful, and said, oh, you look at this, I found a tremendous way of being able to make some money, I found a tremendous way to get some healing, I found a tremendous way to how to find a Shidduch for people. So rather than the success becoming a way to strengthen B'tochen Eibishter, if you're going to put an importance on the Siva, what happens is we become weaker. But from the lesson that we have to take from this for today, practically speaking, we see from here, is that the goal to have a strong B'tochen Hashem is so important, because it's like a part of Avodas Hashem, the most important thing of Avodas Hashem, he said in the beginning, the most important thing for a servant of Hashem is to have B'tochen Hashem. And B'tochen Hashem is an obligation. So if you cannot do anything that will weaken your B'tochen Hashem. So when Hashem gives you success and you to succeed in what you're doing, you're not going to do anything that's actually going to hurt your B'tochen Hashem and weaken it. That's what he says. So to bring it down in practical application, this is what the Kada Kamach, actually, a Talmud of the Rashba, he writes like this. When a person has B'tochen Hashem, does not only mean for big things, not only for big things going over the ocean, not only things that are like going a midbar or big undertakings, that's when a person has B'tochen Hashem. Faket. A person has B'tochen Hashem, even on small things. Why? And here you see, it brings out this inyan of strengthening B'tochen, because when a person does something, any small thing, he's going across town and he wants to get across the town. And he got there. You think it's a small thing. You're successful. But if you did it because you have B'tochen Eibishter, will help him get across town. A small thing. And then what happens, he thanks Hashem for what he did. So that strengthens his B'tochen Eibishter. Because he lived with Eibishter all day. And even if he didn't get what he wanted, because he lived the day that Eibishter wanted him to live, he'll get schach for that also. So this is a very important practical application of what I say, B'tochen. B'tochen means in everything that we do, if we go about it with an emunah that Hashem gives us everything that we have, and B'tochen will be a revealed good, so then it does make a difference what happened yesterday. If yesterday it didn't happen, I'm going to live my day today the way the Eibishter wants me to live. And this is a fundamental thing that actually personally I was able to use this in a place called prison. Day after day, you're talking about over eight years, if total of eight and a half years, however you want to calculate it, of having B'tochen. And that thanking the Eibishter for everything he gives me, and having B'tochen the Eibishter will take me out of prison, and the day goes by. And again, the lock click, I never got used to that sound of being inside a cell, and the guard coming from outside, locking you in. You're locked in for the evening, for the night. And it doesn't mean they open in the morning either. They open it when they want to open it up. And you locked in with the person you didn't want to be with. So, did it mean that you had your B'tochen the whole day was wrong? Says Rabbeinu Bachya, no. When you're going to do something, if you're successful, then you're going to have B'tochen the Eibishter, and then you're not going to look at your status and you thank the Eibishter for that. And if you're not successful, at least you live the day the way the Eibishter wants you to live, with the B'tochen the Eibishter, and get schach for that, and accumulate all the scharos, and you get the Yeshua you're looking for. So it doesn't make a difference if you didn't get the Shidduch yesterday, or the day before, or the how many days before. The Eibishter wants us to wake up in the morning with the B'tochen that today is a day, as any good day, that Eibishter will help me find my Shidduch. And then, when Shidduch happens, you'll have to shed the B'tachon Eibishter. And if it didn't happen yet, you know that you'll live the day where you wanted to live it, and that tzchar will be that you will find the Shidduch you're looking for, the money you're looking for, the health you're looking for, and it will be like Yehudim, Eidah, V'simcha, V'sasim, V'kar, Kein, Tiyah, Lonu.